Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil sharpener.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM.
Joining us on the phone is friend of the show and, of course, Mr. Blind Boy Bone Club, one half of the Rubber Bandits. Let's give him a big round of applause. Blind Boy, hi.
How are you, lads?
Good.
I forgot that I was supposed to go onto the radio, but gee, and I went out and I met some old friends and I got absolutely langers.
That's all right. Okay. Yeah, you can still come on. There's nothing to stop you from coming on, even if you are langers.
Yeah, I won't curse.
Good. Oh, that's all right. You can curse. If you really feel cursing would help your point, I think we'd be all right with it.
I could ask, though, don't drop the C word. That's the only thing.
Oh yeah, you can't say the C word.
I won't say the C word or the N word or the P word.
Okay, cool. All right.
And I know both of you are going, what's the P word?
I was like, I'm not sure what the P word is, but look, blind.
Have a think about it.
I will. Okay, hold on. I will, and I'll try and guess it before you go off with us tonight.
But I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going
to
say it.
Okay, that's fair enough. I appreciate that, Blind Boy. You're sticking to your guns. Blind Boy, really quickly, before we get down to business, actually, congratulations. Blind Boy, of course, was repping big style on BBC Newsnight last week.
I actually looked that up and I saw it.
Of course, we're allowed to talk about the referendum now.
Yeah, it's all a moot issue now, Blind Boy. We can say whatever we want.
Well, I personally loved the drag of the cigarette and the lookout over the river, you know. I loved that. I thought you looked great.
It was very James Dean, Blind Boy. I liked it.
That was my only terms for the interview. I said to them on BBC, I said, I will only do an interview if you allow me to look very pensive over the Shannon River. And they allowed, I swear to God, that was my only terms.
Well, it worked. It absolutely worked, so it did.
Yeah, I'm glad you included those terms. But yeah, fair play, Blind Boy. It was very cool to see you on talking about the referendum and everything on such a big platform. It was awesome. But look, Blind Boy, to I guess more immediate and more pressing issues, I hope, and I'm going to say this with sincerity, I hope that this does not cause any tension when I'm about to talk about. But Kira and I are from Galway. You obviously, Blind Boy.
I was worried about that.
Yeah, you're from Limerick, Blind Boy. And
but I'm going to tell you, sorry, Chris, if I might interrupt.
You may.
What you need to know, Blind Boy, is that we have got conflicted emotions about this because my mother is from Limerick and Chris's father is from Limerick.
Fair enough.
So, all I mean, you know, that there is that. We're proper. I mean, I've spent a lot of time in Limerick. I'm very, very acquainted with it. I love
Limerick.
Bought
a lot of stuff in the Crescent Shopping Centre. I'm not going to lie, you know.
I have bought a lot of stuff. I used to eat in Ivan's all the time. Used to get nice buns and cake and stuff from there. So, believe me. But we have an affinity for Limerick.
Saw Rod Stewart in Thomond Park, Chris.
Yeah,
you know?
But I don't know how we're going to...
Rod Stewart!
Yep. And I'll tell you something else as well. Pat Schwartz was sitting just a couple of seats away from me, so it was an amazing night.
Yeah, I'd say so. But look, let's get down to it. The reason we are saying this and prefacing this is because, well, Blind Boy was going to chat to us about, or I was going to chat to Blind Boy about the fact that Limerick is running for City of Culture 2020, but unfortunately... Galway is also running for the European Capital of Culture in 2020. So, I mean, I don't know, Blind Boy.
Are you going to pitch Limerick City for us right now, Blind Boy?
I'm going to pitch Limerick, right? But unfortunately, lads, the only way that I can pitch Limerick is by dissing Galway.
Look, Blind Boy, for the sake of academic discussion...
We're going to have to be impartial here on 2FM.
And we've all have to distance ourselves from this situation, right?
Okay.
Now, here's the issue I have with Galway, right? Galway is a very cultural place. 15 years ago. And when you go up to Galway now, it's people wearing flared trousers. And the thing, now here's the thing, right? Now Galway is an example of culture gone wrong.
Oh, is it?
Because hold on a second. Galway was an incredibly cultural place and then they decided to turn it into tourism. And Galway has gotten its cultural identity so far up its own arse that it's selling it to the Yanks. And that's not culture, that's tourism. Whereas Limerick has been decimated by the recession. And as a result of that decimation, it's got genuine culture. It's got warehouses that aren't used. It's got all of this. So Galway has done its culture, but Limerick is nothing but potential. Limerick is a bullet in a gun waiting to be shot.
Okay, well then sell Limerick to us then, so Blind Boy.
Well, that's what he's saying, I guess. He's saying that, you know...
No, what about Limerick then, so? What is it about Limerick?
Okay, the first thing about Limerick is that it's just been recently announced that Ardmore Studios up in Wicklow is moving to Limerick.
That is a big deal.
That's pretty cool.
Ardmore are massive.
That's a fairly big deal.
And yeah, it's huge.
That's going to impact on Limerick in terms of the not just Ardmore Studios, but the businesses that grow up around it. So you've got like props houses, costume houses, all of this. The main reason that Ardmore is moving to Limerick is because in Dublin or in Wicklow at the moment, they've got a flight path from Dublin Airport is above Ardmore. Now, if you look at the film industry, the one thing that's changing the film industry is drone cameras, yeah?
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
So if you think of, there used to be things called dollies, which is a camera up on a crane, and there used to be cameras on wires. That's all obsolete now because of drones. The drone cannot fly in Wicklow.
Is that right, Blind Boy? Is it within certain restricted flight area?
Because it's in the flight space of Dublin Airport. The drone cannot fly in Wicklow.
Wow!
I didn't know
in
that.
In the area of Castletroy in Limerick, the drone can fly freely, like a very wild bee.
But would it not be in, and this is me, would it not be anywhere near the flight path of planes flying in and out of Shannon?
No, it's not in the flight path. So that's the reason that Hollywood is looking at Limerick, and it's going to get 700 jobs in that factory, and then a proposed 1,000 or 2,000 jobs in the periphery region of that place.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't actually know that. Blind Boy has some pretty good statistics here to back up his argument, Kira. I don't know if we have these for Galway. I mean,
The other thing as well, lads, Limerick needs it. And that's the important thing. Everyone knows that Galway is cultural. The thing about Limerick really, really needs it. Limerick's got a bad problem with its image, and it needs to embrace that image. And the fact of the matter is Limerick is a very cultural place, and we need to redefine what culture is. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
And the thing is as well, even with ourselves as the Rubber Bandits, we draw an analogue between the cultural success of the Rubber Bandits and the cultural success of Limerick. Everyone said to us from the very start, lads, all right, it's only a Limerick joke, it's never going to make it outside. Then we made it up as far as Dublin. Ah, oh, lads, that's only an Irish joke. That's never going to make it outside. And then we made it globally.
Exactly.
And that's the way I feel about Limerick.
Okay, wasn't Limerick the capital of culture there? Was it last year or 2 years ago?
It was 2014. Limerick was the Irish city of culture.
So now
we did a wonderful job of it. And the evidence of that is the fact that many cultural industries have been sustained since the 2014. We've got the Culture and Chips Festival, which is the only festival in the world that celebrates the wonder of the chip.
I've heard about this festival.
And now here's the thing. Let's think about the chip in terms of a psychosocial situation, right?
The chip, okay.
Look at the chip. Yeah. Ireland's history with potatoes.
Sure.
Like, potatoes are these things that we sustained. Our livelihood was all about potatoes, to the fact that the famine decimated the population. And now we're fancy bastards with chip.
Yeah, that's true.
What's the fanciest thing you can do with a spud? Boil it in the fat of a pig.
That is true, actually. Yeah, you are right. Yeah.
That's very fancy.
It's very pretentious in a way. It's a very pretentious end that the chip, potato has come to. Yeah.
A second, no, there's no pretense to that.
You don't think?
I don't think there's. What do you think? Do you think there's pretense in boiling a bit of potato in the fat of a pig in the stomach? The excess of a pig's gluttony.
I guess
a pig is a very gluttonous creature, and the product as a result of that gluttony is fat, and then you get this product of gluttony, the very thing we did not have in the famine, and then to boil a potato in a pig's gluttony, I think it's a very beautiful artistic intervention.
I suppose it is
on a culinary level.
Sure, I guess it is in a way, Blind Boy. I guess I do see the merit of what you're saying there. Well, look, Blind Boy, I think Kieran and I came to this argument unprepared because, I mean, you have statistics.
No, at the same time, I love Galway.
Oh, sure, sure, of course.
I don't know, Chris, there's an awful lot about Galway City.
Hold on, one second.
All of Ireland, right? This is the way it works.
Yeah.
You've got, all right, Cork is Limerick's older brother.
Yeah, that is true.
Dublin is our cousin who's a little bit too posh. He's not too interested in it.
He's not, God bless him.
Galway is our younger brother, who smokes too much ass and stays up all night playing PlayStation and not finishing first year in that.
I guess.
That's Galway.
I guess.
And Limerick is the fella in the middle who's doing a trade in woodwork, who really wants to make something of himself, but no one will let him because he's doing a trade.
Yeah, and you know what? They look down on him. They do. And they think less of him. And I absolutely agree with you, Blind Boy.
I don't know. I'm sitting here
I think Limerick needs the capital of culture more than Galway needs it. Galway can have it in 20, maybe 30, 15. Man, that'll be pure Blade Runner, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they'll have hover cars and everything.
No, yeah, right. Galway can have city of culture because we're going to have flying cars when Galway can have it. But leave us have it in 2020, please. We really need it very badly. Our city was decimated by Dell leaving.
Yeah, no, Brian Boy, I do hear what you're saying. And you know what? You're right. Limerick, I think, you know, I think even you guys have helped. And I mean that sincerely. I think the bandits have really helped. But I do still think it has an image problem. That was an accident, Blind Boy.
That's a Freudian slip.
No, it was not, Blind Boy. They're fantastic. I meant to say Blind Boy and bandits, and the two just came together, and there was a bit of spoonerism and this and that, and I didn't know what I was saying.
I'm hearing this, all right? Because I have a Limerick mother.
Speaking of spoonerisms, do you know that hipster thing, the boiler room? Have you seen that?
The thing where they go to LA and they play the music, or?
Very exclusive gig that they do all around the world. They had the best pun of the marriage referendum.
Sure.
They did a gig in Dublin there on the Saturday night at the marriage referendum, and it was a study of Irish garage music.
Okay.
And they said, let's celebrate gay marriage by having some May garage.
That is very good. Actually, I saw that on your Facebook, Blind Boy. Yeah, that was very good.
It's a spoonerism and a pun.
No, it is. It's good. No, Blind Boy, what I was going to say...
A very rare beast.
Yeah, indeed. Well, look, Blind Boy, what I was going to say before you called me on accidentally saying the Blandits, what I was going to say was that you guys have done a huge amount for Limerick, but you're right. Limerick still does have a big image problem, and I agree with you that it does.
But it's one that we need to embrace.
Okay.
You don't pretend it isn't there. You just go, yeah, we've got an image problem.
Yeah.
Let's do something creative with it.
Sure, that's what I'm saying, that this could actually help you. The capital, being the European capital of culture, could hugely help. And I mean, that's insane. What were you going to say, Ciara?
It would be massive. It would be massive for Limerick, and I really hope it happens.
Sure. Ciara seems annoyed.
No, I'm not. I've grown up in a house where...
I'll give you one. I'll ride.
What else would I want?
That's all you need. It'd be grand. Blind Boy, can I have a ride?
Go on. Of course you can, man.
Thank you.
Marriage referendum. I'll go anywhere.
Okay, awesome. Well, there you go. No, you see, I can get both sides. Don't get me wrong. I think Ireland, or I think Galway already is very cool. Like, as in, I think we already have like the cool kind of.
Sort out the flared trousers, man.
I'm telling you,
I don't see anyone walking around Galway City in flared trousers.
I did a gig in Galway 2 weeks ago and I counted 7 pairs of flared trousers.
What is
good? You didn't come across
2015, lads. That's a lot of flares.
I would have to agree with you.
We're not talking 70s flares, because that would be cool. We're talking about flares when they were cool around 9/11.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, flares from like Jack and Jones.
When I think of 9/11, I think of Bin Laden and flares.
okay, right. Well, fair enough. Blind Boy.
He's trying to like throw terrorism onto Galway City.
Yeah, you're using very loaded words there, Blind Boy, to try and, you know, I resent those links being drawn.
All you have to do is talk about drinking.
Ironically, and here's the thing that's just hitting my brain. The current hipster phenomenon of the beard. Do you know where that started?
I guess the Middle East.
As a result of 9/11. When all the boys in the American army went over to Afghanistan, the only way that the local population would take the soldiers seriously when they were engaging with the local population was if the men had beards.
Because I remember hearing that.
Beards were a huge thing within the patriarchy of Afghan society. So they couldn't speak to these Marines unless they also had beards. They didn't know how to deal with a man with a shorn face.
I remember something like that. They also learnt Arabic, and they tried to teach them basic Arabic and give them kind of beards and a bit more of an authentic look and see if they couldn't get them to engage. You're dead right.
Hey, look, it's a very inappropriate cultural situation, but those Marines with the beards went back to America, and that's where the hipster started. That's where the hipster beard started.
No,
Marines returning home in about 2004, 2005.
There you go. Yeah. Oh dear. I think Blind Boy's gone.
I think he's gone to have a.
Yeah, I think we lost
an amazing
Blind Boy.
Night.
Yeah, oh, poor Blind Boy.
Chris, we have to stick up for Galway City. I understand exactly what he's saying about Limerick. And look, I'm half Munster. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
But
me too.
And I can think of a load of great things to say about Limerick. But Jesus Chris, we got to stick up for our home city. We got to stick up for Buckfast drinking down on the. You know what I mean? Like the Spanish Arch.
I adore Galway.
We need to talk about, you know, Snackbox and Supermax after the nightclubs at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, I get all that. But
we need to talk, Chris, about Air Square and sitting on a sunny day.
That is
nothing.
Amazing. In fact, that's not culture, though. Like, as in, it's great.
That's part of the culture. Come on.
But I don't know.
You tell me you never drank Buckfast down the Spanish Arch.
I do that every weekend. Yeah, but what I'm saying is that, like, it's not part of the European capital of culture 2020 material.
Maybe we could sell it that way, though.
That this is like a bohemian experience.
A lot of it is synonymous, though, Chris, with Galway City.
What?
That sort of thing.
Sure. Oh, I agree. No, look, Galway already has, I think, a real cool image.
You know, getting the shift outside Supermax.
I don't know if that's like what qualifies you as being part of the European capital of culture.
Do you mean
though?
To tell me a snack box doesn't help you qualify? I just don't know, Chris.
I don't know.
Having a pint outside Nyachtans. There you go.
The only thing I didn't understand was the flares. I don't know what Blind Boy...
I swear to God, I haven't seen anybody in Galway City walking around in flares.
Well, Blind Boy seems to have a fixation and a real problem with flares and men who wear flares. So, I don't know. I mean, we will see. It's a long way away. It's 2020. I think we're all right for now. I think...
Oh, he articulated such a way, though, that I'd feel sorry for Limerick if he didn't get it.
That's what I'm saying. I love Galway.
Make us bad Galway people.
No, it doesn't. It makes us, in a way, charitable Galway people. That we can be like, you know what? This isn't about our ego. This isn't about us having to be the best. Maybe somewhere deserves it more than us. And I say deserves. I don't mean that in a charity way that they're a sad case and we're not. I mean that maybe they deserve it because it could help them more. Galway is always going to be cultural. Everyone's always going to think, you know, smoking hash in Stephen's, whatever, in, you know.
Trad music.
Yeah.
In
everyone's going to think that's cultural anyway. We're never going to fall out of favor, I think. I think Galway's cool, you know. I think we're always going to be the cool, like, Camden of Ireland. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We can let Limerick have it for 2020. And I'm not saying that in a patronising way. I'm just saying that I'm willing to be, you know, charitable here and positive.
It would make our lives a lot easier too, I'd imagine. What with your dad being from Limerick and my mum being from Limerick.
Yeah, it would be cool. And I think it would be great cross-border relations and all that.
Exactly.
Look, we're not too far away from Limerick, so it's all good. I see what you mean, though. I did almost feel like a turncoat there. Not sticking up for Galway. But look, there you go. Chris and Kira. 2FM.